Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team, your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980, Suzanne Trites.
Hello, it's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Thank you for joining me today to bring the latest on Israel and the Middle East during these difficult times of war.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners the latest?
Certainly. Missiles, drones launched from Yemen days in a row were intercepted by the Arrow 3 technology, and some debris fell in a few neighborhoods of Jerusalem. Red alerts were blasted. No injuries, thank God. Bomb disposal units worked in those areas to clean up the debris. In southern Turkey, a 6.1 magnitude earthquake struck on June 3rd. Israelis reported feeling it in Israel as well. In southern Tel Aviv, Arabs from the region of Samaria were caught at one of the light rail stations with IDF uniforms in their bags. Since the outbreak of the war of October 7th, security forces have uncovered more than 20 Iranian espionage cases, one being as recent as this week. A resident of East Jerusalem was arrested on a suspicion of spying for Iran. Among the tasks assigned to him was to carry out an attack in central Israel.
Missiles, earthquake, and spies. Wow, there's a lot going on. Anything to report from the north?
Yes. In Syria, the IDF struck weapon storage facilities containing coastal missiles that posed a threat to international and Israeli freedom to navigating the waters. The IDF will continue to remove any threat to the state of Israel and its citizens. Recently, two rockets were launched from Syria towards the Golan Heights. It was reported that they were launched around 12 kilometers from the Israeli border. Both fell in open spaces with no casualties. At the same time, rockets were launched from the Houthis. So in less than 3 minutes, Israel was attacked by both Syria and Yemen.
So the IDF continues to be engaged in the north. What about Gaza?
In the Gaza Strip, the Israeli Air Force has struck booby trap structures and other buildings used by terror groups, tunnels, sniper, and anti-tank posts. They also demolished the remains of the booby trap building, which partially collapsed on the fallen soldier, Staff Sergeant Danilo Mokanu, during an operation in Khan Yunis last week. More than 800 explosives and other weapons were located and confiscated in Gaza Strip, which were disposed in yards and buildings. They also located dozens of shafts, which were exposed, investigated, and destroyed. Tragically, three Israeli soldiers were also killed and two wounded by an explosive device during operation. And, tragically, a master sergeant fell during combat in the northern Gaza Strip, with another soldier wounded by gunfire. We bow our heads in respect for these heroes killed defending the Jewish homeland against Hamas.
How is the humanitarian food distribution going this week?
Well, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation says it has distributed more than 7 million meals to Gazans since it began operating. Unfortunately, 110 trucks containing flour intended to be distributed to the residents were robbed in the southern Gaza Strip. U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee made a statement regarding the misinformation reported by major news outlets on a number of people shot or killed while seeking to receive humanitarian food boxes from the Gaza Humanitarian Fund. This was proven to be false.
Well, sounds like we need to get our eyes and prayers focused on Israel. So how can we pray?
Yes, according to Deuteronomy 11:12, God's eyes are on Israel, so our eyes must be equally on Israel. I would recommend the following prayer points. With anti-Semitism on the rise, protection over the Jewish people in our nation and the nations of the world, intel for the police and IDF to thwart any terrorist attacks against its civilians, physical and mental strength for the soldiers as they continue with Operation Gideon's Chariots, continued protection from the Iron Dome and all other technologies that intercept missiles and drones, the return of all hostages, over 600 days too many, Hamas to surrender along with its weapons. And finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And remember, the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
My pleasure, Stephen. To our audience, I say shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.